over, HKX, mobile.
KO4 HKX, KO4 CEF, you're out about today?
I'm heading home from the church today. Sorry, I'm paying attention here in the parking lot.
Do when you're driving?
It does. They're unloading trucks here again. We still got tractor and trailer loads of stuff coming in.
Thing though, right? So did you ever get your wind link up and running?
I got it up and running for me.
Had it running.
It's been getting wore out today. Going today.
It's still wide open. Everybody's still getting used to the cars, but it's feels like it's getting slightly better every day.
Yeah.
It's slowly going back to normal.
That I don't know that we'll ever have normal again up here that we had.
Not at all. I saw pictures of chimney rot today on WSPA's website, and that's just, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how much damage is done, and we were just up there a few months ago.
I heard somebody talking earlier this week, and I don't remember what it was, and it was just kind of in passing. They were talking about all the tourist attractions in the area pretty much were damaged or washed away with this flood.
Accurate from what I saw. I mean, and when you look at the pictures of I-40 up towards Tennessee and North Carolina, I mean, that just about half the road's gone. I mean, it's going to take them a while to get that put back together.
That's a lot of dirt and rock they're going to have to move.
Just got done with it not that long ago, and now it's gone again.
What happens when you build things where you're not supposed to?
And then somebody was saying the water was so, I guess it was coming down so hard that the river itself has now shifted over. You know, it's basically created a new channel for itself. I don't know how true that is, but that's what somebody was saying.
I've heard a little bit of the news that I've gotten because I've been so busy on the radio and behind the scenes with organizing things that, to be honest with you, I haven't got a chance to take in much news or anything of what's going on. I've been solely focused on this right here.
Yeah, I mean, with everything going on and how many people are still displaced or have damage and whatnot, I'm sure it's a full-time job. I was reading an article, something, and they were talking about how ham radio has helped out so much. So it was surprising to see it pop up, but, you know, it's nice to see articles that are kind of showing off what this hobby's done during this time, where it's actually come in handy when cell phones and everything else didn't work.
And I hate to say this, but the Transylvania Times come and interviewed me, Tuesday at the radio station about it. So there's no telling what they put in there. I haven't even read it yet. I'm sure it come out in today's paper.
Find that article. I'd like to know. That'd be interesting. Maybe that'll spur some interest in that county, and you might actually pick up some more ham radio operators.
Couldn't believe the people that have approached me on how do I get my license and how do I do this and how do I do that and everything going on with that. I'm pretty sure it has spurred quite a bit.
Because, you know, a lot of people go out and go buy radios, and that's one piece of it. But, you know, if you don't actually have the license and be able to practice it, then when something like this happens, you don't know what you're doing with it. You know, that's the other part of it that people don't always get. You know, somebody that's a prepper goes and buys a radio but doesn't know how to do anything with it.
I'm going to tell you a story right quick that got told to me, and she's probably listening, so Ms. Vicky, her husband went and bought a radio and hadn't messed with it. She didn't want nothing to do with it, and he's been getting on the air and listening to the 610 and got in on everything that's going on, and she won't put the radio down now. She carries it everywhere she goes with her.
I mean, it's come in handy. I mean, and a lot of people, you know, have their everyday carry radios. I mean, I used to take one with me a good little bit, at least in every car. And I still do a little bit from time to time, but, you know, shoot, I got too many radios as it is, and I still want more. I've been looking at the, I think it's the VGC radio, that one where you kind of control it from your phone and have a Bluetooth headset. Figured I could start putting them in my cars and keep it away, but I don't know. I think it's definitely really shined during this. I mean, I hate that this event has to happen, but, you know, it's definitely played a huge part in helping people.
North Carolina government say it hasn't. They don't want us there.
I think so. At the end of the day, it's done its part.
Frustrating part of doing this is having to deal with that. For VUT.
Hey, just looking at some of the stuff that's been coming out, and the government's pushing stuff and not getting it where it needs to go, but you guys out there at that church are getting it exactly where it needs to go, and what's the difference between the two?
Hey, you working tomorrow?
I have to go out to the VFW over in Mill Springs, and I'm helping them take down a tree that fell down through their parking lot to get them back up and running.
I could use somebody to ride around with a tree crew for communications here in Transylvania County.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, over.
Go for HKX.
On the web, amateur radio, all kinds of articles about the comet with the hurricane and amateur radio. Over.
Sure there is. Like I said, I just haven't had time to even stop. And I haven't been online for anything since Thursday.
And they might be interested in looking at that. A question on donations. Can you use I call it a large tent. I'm not sure of the dimensions. I'll know that tomorrow, but can you use something like that? It's more of a shelter for picnics and stuff, but it's pretty good size, over.
Right now, we're just doing basic healthcare goods and that kind of stuff. We're not trying to get anything like that right now. It's just too much room, and we don't have it.
We're pulling together stuff here, and we'll probably come out tomorrow. I have a box of 1,000 10-ounce cups, over.
Well, just from ham radio that I know about, okay, we got 40,000 pounds of apples today, 9 pallets of sanitary wipes, 2 pallets of styrofoam cups, all the stuff that Leroy brought, and Robert, I don't know what it was. Didn't see it. Dude brought up. I mean, it's just unbelievable the stuff that's come in just from the radio alone. It's been pretty amazing to watch.
Hold on to the cups until later on. Over.
Need them. We've got 3 feeding sites going on right now, and they're feeding anybody and everybody with to-go trays, cups, flatware. We need all of it we can get.
And a bunch of plastic flatware. We tend to save it when we're out in restaurants and bring it home and clean it up. So we'll have a bunch of those for you. Over.
Hear that. Well, gentlemen, I have arrived at the house. So I'm going to fire my generator up, and I'm going to go take me a hot shower. And get ready to listen to Mr. Gary KI4DOS call the net tonight. But good to hear each and every one of you, and thank you for everything that everybody out there listening has done. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick. And for VUT,
Patrick, you've done a great job. KO4CF. 7-3. Enjoy your shower.
Not going to be able to get out that way until probably afternoon if they're willing to wait that long.